Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and this is quite a few days after the show premiered. Sorry, I was a little late on this one, but don't worry. We'll make it up with an action-packed podcast as we discuss Hostile Takeover. This was Episode 7, Season 1 of Supergirl on CBS. It aired last Monday. Yeah, last Monday, so pretty, really great episode, but kind of a huge cliffhanger. I mean, come on. It's like, all right, she's fighting Nan, and boom, gone. And then all of a sudden, hey, guys, see you next year on the new episode, Supergirl, nothing. It's just like credits, and then we're out. It felt so rushed. I don't know. Was it a mistake? Was it intended? Huh. I want to ask you guys. So if you're listening right now, call in at 929-477-2786. This is Supergirl Talk as we discuss the episode. It's fan interactive, so you could always call in and join in on the talk like this caller. We have a caller from error code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida, what's up? Wow.
What's up,
sir? I mean, wow. Not much, man. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Yep. Wow. What a great episode. I mean, it was so good. That cliffhanger was really odd. I was getting ready to leave my friend's
house.
Okay,
so it wasn't just me, right? You felt it, too?
Yeah, I was feeling that way, too. I mean, come on. I mean, it was commercials. I didn't even think it was like 8:55, 8:57. They're taking over that guy's place. And all of a sudden, Kara goes, "You're going to wish I died on Krypton." And she's being a badass. And then all of a sudden it goes, "Okay, to be continued till January 4th.
Yeah.
I mean, what the F? I mean, why did they freaking do that? I mean, it was so good.
Crazy.
It was, and then Astra, oh my God, what was she doing? It makes me think that she's Kara's mom. I mean, what's going on there? And then again, Martian Manhunter, he tells Alex that I can't even read her mind. Oh my God, more
yeah.
Justice League Easter eggs right there. God,
exactly.
It was so good.
Exactly. I mean, it's just nonstop action.
Yep.
Again, our number to call in is, what's our number? It's 929-477-2786. We have a new caller from air code 239. Who is this? Hello?
I think that's John.
Yeah, I think that's your friend. Hi.
Hello?
Hey,
hi,
John,
hi, what's up? Hi, guys. It's me, John. How you guys all doing tonight?
Good.
John,
we're talking about this action-packed Supergirl episode titled Hostile Takeover. Did you watch it?
Yes, I sure did. I think that Supergirl is going to be the most fantastic show in the show for a long time for Supergirl.
I know. I love it. It's such a fun show.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And also, I think
And then, you know, Supergirl's, you know, great eye candy also, right, guys?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, she is so pretty.
Matt says, hell yeah. I love it. Okay, so let's start with you, Matt. Matt, if you can, tell the audience, because, you know, we get a lot of listeners, Matt. You think it's just you and me? No, sir. It's a lot of people that download this podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they tune in every week to find out what's Matt's opinion on this episode. So give us your first opinion of watching Hostile Takeover.
I thought it was great. I mean, I thought Astra was a badass. I mean, when you saw Kara talking to her, like, virtual-type mom there at the DEO, I mean,
She
was pretty pissed off. Like, she kept on saying, I'm not programmed to give you that information. And then she got so mad. I mean,
she got so pissed off at her hologram mom, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking Astra could be her mom. How crazy would that be?
What?
Because I think the way Nam was talking to her mom or something like that, I don't know. But I did love the flashbacks on Krypton, and I did like the fight scene at the end. And then the fight scene.
And did you notice while they were talking about Krypton or, you know, their situation, how the core has been unstable and the people must pay for, you know, destroying the planet? Kind of in the same realms of Man of Steel. Right? A little nod to Man of Steel there?
Yeah.
About mining the core of Krypton? That was kind of cool. I got a little excited there.
Yeah, and I know the whole deal with their husband, Nan, but do you think on Krypton, eventually they're going to show a flashback with Jor-El and Lara?
I'm sure. They have to, right? They're related. Why wouldn't they talk to them?
Yeah, because I hold a note the whole deal is with Fort Roz, but I wonder at some point if they're going to show how they do it with the Phantom Zone. I know they did it with their ship.
That would be interesting, because Zabin really showed it. They really showed it at the beginning of the intro of her flying out. All right, John, you're up to play. Tell us your opinion of this last week's episode of Hostile Takeover. How do you feel after watching it?
I was so impressed that Natalia's boss found out that she was a Supergirl. So, oh my God, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
that was
a huge reveal. That Kat is now in the circle.
I know, and it's I just can't wait for the new episodes. I just can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. Let's ask Matt. Matt, how do you feel now that Kat knows the secret?
Oh, that's going to I'm kind of okay with it, but do you guys think he's going to expose her? I mean, that's going to be crazy when new episodes could come back.
Yeah, that might be a possibility. I'm okay that Kat knows the secret of Kara as Supergirl. It might even help her at times, you know, for information or, you know, good stuff, but I wonder how the dynamic between the two is going to be after now this big reveal. How do you think it's going to look like at the work office? Do you think they'll just go back to normal and pretend, you know, Kat's always yelling at Kara, or do you think that relationship has changed? Well, what do you think, John?
Well, I think it is. They should keep her. Her identity, a real deep secret, you know. The funny thing is, anytime somebody knows somebody's identity, who it is, you know. And I think they should keep her in a real dark secret and just keep her identity to real life and keep on going.
Right. Okay. And then what about you, Matt? How do you think the relationship is going to be now at the work office?
Yeah, they're going to probably keep it a secret because Kara has done so much for Kat and she saved her ass from Livewire, and Kat just figured it out like crazy. And I didn't like the whole parts with the whole thing when Kat code got hacked. Those scenes were not needed. Don't you agree?
Yeah. It's kind of cheesy.
I wanted more scenes with the whole alien invasion parts. But I did like the fight scenes with Astra and
And the flying scenes. How cool were those?
Yes, those scenes are awesome.
I love it. I love it, especially for TV. Really, really well done.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So let me read
so
you guys the quick synopsis to Supergirl, Hostile Takeover. And if you want to stop me so we could talk about that certain scene, please do. All right. Kara's request to stop Astra is suddenly conflicted when Astra explains Allura sentenced her, but Kara refuses to believe her story until she discovers the truth that her mother was trying to keep from finding out. It is also revealed that Astra used her battle against Supergirl as part of a plan to take over Lower Technologies, led by her husband Naughton and his army of Kryptonians, prompting Alex and Hank to stop them. The Kryptonians are also employing kryptonite shielding devices to protect them from the substance. Although Hank takes out one after he discovers that Hank was an alien. Meanwhile, Kara, James, Wynn, and Lucy help Kat track down a hacker responsible for releasing Kat's emails, leading them to a Kat co-executive who wants to oust Kat from the company. Kat reveals to Kara that she has a son that she has not seen in 24 years, and later tells Kara that she knows that she was Supergirl. Kara then races over to Lower Technologies to fight with Naughton. All right, so that was a pretty cool episode. It flowed great. The special effects were pretty awesome, and the story was pretty powerful, and especially how all these challenges are up against Supergirl and the team, and also the team growing as well with the addition of Cat Grant now knowing the secret. So it's going to be pretty interesting next year, right, guys?
Oh, yeah. And I love the part when they're all fighting the Kryptonians, and then John Jones is fighting Non or one of the other Kryptonians, and they go, you're human. And he goes, no, I'm not. And we see his red eyes. And then he goes, I'm a Martian. And then he's starting to fight him. But one of these days, when they're fighting, he's going to turn into the Martian Manhunter. But can't you imagine this, Jesus? Just imagine when Superman shows up, he turns into the Martian Manhunter.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to be epic. It's like the beginning of the Justice League.
Yes.
Imagine in the middle of the season, Martian Manhunter goes, Kara, I have to leave. And she's like, why? Why do you have to leave? And he's like, I have to go with your cousin, Cal, and, form a group. Can you imagine how crazy that would be? That would be awesome.
That would prep up Dawn of Justice. That would so prep up Dawn of Justice. But that would be perfect for this season finale. Like, imagine if season finale of Supergirl was the end of March, right before Batman v Superman comes out, and at the end of the episode, Hank, Sean has to tell her, I'm so sorry, Kara and Alex, I have to leave. Where? He goes, I'm going to Watchtower. I have to build the
Exactly.
Watchtower.
Exactly. That would be so freak. That would just blow my mind.
That could be the ending of Batman v Superman.
All right, well, now the floor is yours. Anything you guys want to talk about this episode of Supergirl or anything that we haven't touched on, now is the time. Let's start with you, John. John, do you have anything you want to talk about that we haven't mentioned as of yet?
Oh, yes. I sure love to see The Flash helping Supergirl and
when is that going to happen, the crossover between Supergirl and The Flash? Have you heard anything?
I'm just hoping they do put The Flash in one of the other episodes. I think that'd be so awesome, so cool. See The Flash helping one of her best superheroes.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that.
Me too.
That'd
Supergirl,
be,
Arrow.
Coolest thing in history. seeing
Are you guys buying any
together.
Of the toys? Are you guys any toy collectors?
No, not really.
Yeah, I think the only one I would really get would be the Flash figure. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
it almost
like
looks exactly
Flash,
like him.
Like in the recent Flash Arrow crossover episode when Oliver's son has a Flash toy.
He's
I would
playing
love to get
the Flash
toy.
And Arrow, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Look pretty cool.
But I thought the episode was amazing. I can't wait for new episodes. Like, when you watch these new episodes every week, Jesus, it doesn't stop. It's like a movie. I like Smallville at its time, but Supergirl, like, she became Supergirl, like, right in the first episode. Like, why couldn't Clark just become freaking Superman right in the episode?
I know.
Like,
they made us wait way too long.
Graduate from high school and wait for 10 years. But still, I want Tom to have a cameo.
Me too. Has there been any, like, sign-ups? Like, you know, like a signing petition?
I mean, that would be awesome if you did. I even tweeted him to call in on the podcast sometime.
You should tell him. He's always welcome. Tell him we won't bite.
Even Melissa, I actually requested her as my friend on Facebook.
Who?
Melissa Benoist, who plays Kara.
Oh, okay. Has she accepted you?
No, not yet.
Okay, hey. There might be a
and I
Christmas
guess she was
moment.
Meant to, I wish.
All right,
but
John, is that it?
The,
do you have anything else to add to Supergirl?
Oh, no. I just can't wait for one of the episodes to come back.
I know. Next episode is January 4th, as Matt mentioned earlier. Great way to start the new year with a new, brand new spanking episode of Supergirl. So can't wait. It's just around the corner, just a couple more weeks. All right, Matt, the floor is yours now, sir. Anything you want to talk about Supergirl?
Well, you know, one thing I would love to see, I did hear this somewhere that Laura Vandervoort may make an appearance on the show.
As who?
Kara on Smallville.
Yeah, but who is she going to play?
We don't know yet, but I would love to see her as someone, as anyone. I know we're not going to see Justin Hartley on Arrow, but I would love to see Laura Vandervoort on Supergirl. I mean, we got to at least get one cast member on Smallville as someone. We got Helen Slater, who played Lara on Smallville. We got to get Laura Vandervoort on the
totally.
Show at least.
Totally.
And I wonder who's going to play young Clark Kent in the flashbacks on Supergirl eventually.
Yeah. A while ago they mentioned that there was a casting call for a young Clark Kent. So that's kind of cool. They're going to start doing flashbacks as all the other ones do, you know.
And where's
so
all the guys tonight? Where's, like, Joe from Krypton, Francesco?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's weird.
Maybe they're enjoying their holiday.
Maybe Joe's on the snowboard on Krypton right now.
There you go.
And Chris is
good
in the
Joe.
North Pole and his bottle. Because you always say, how's
hey,
that
Chris
bottle?
And his Chris bottle,
Paul.
Yes. All right, anything else, Matt, regarding Supergirl?
Hold on. Oh, yeah, because there's so much ways the show can go. I would love to see the Legion of Superheroes to show up, or even Booster Gold, because I think they should do the Legion of Superheroes this season, because Geoff Johns would do an amazing episode. I know he did it on Smallville, but
he did.
Wouldn't he do it a lot better on Supergirl by showing the future and take Kara into the future? Because isn't that how her story ends?
I don't know. I'm not too sure on that one. John, do you know?
Are you there, John?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, let me bring up some major news. There is an announcement that some more villains are joining the rogues of Supergirl on the CBS, and it was announced that Toyman and Silver Banshee were announced earlier this season. And when the show returns next year, Kara will also be facing her demented copy, Bizarro. So that's going to be kind of cool. Yeah, they're going to have
Supergirl
Bizarro.
Are you kidding me? There's already Bizarro Superman, and now we're getting Bizarro Supergirl. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yes.
That's insane. That is really insane.
How do we feel about it? John, let's ask you. How do you feel of a Bizarro Supergirl? And are you excited to see that on the CBS show Supergirl?
Very much. Very, very much. You know what it is? I really love to see. I sure hope they do it. I sure hope CBS does put more and more superheroes on his series. Like Storms, like Arrow, the Flash, Batman, all the superheroes on his series of a girl.
Matt, what do you think on the Bizarro? Are you hyped up or you're confused?
I'm a bit confused at the moment. I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to it, but we saw him on Smallville. It's more a bit on Superman's storyline, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's
and
more
they're just
of a
copying
Superman
it over. Day. They're just copying it over to Supergirl.
Yeah, because she has her own villains. I get the whole Toyman thing and Maxwell Lord, but why do we need a female Bizarro? That's going to be so weird.
Well, that's coming. Yeah. It's coming. Watch out. And I can't wait to see it. I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's
going
to be interesting to see a female Bizarro.
Because I think they should make the female Bizarro kind of like a zombie. How crazy would that be?
Yes.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. But still, it was a great episode. It's a great start to Stride to DC, more expanding on the DC, because soon we're going to have even more expanded DC Comics TV shows with Legends of Tomorrow. Imagine
Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, and then what else?
The Flash.
The Flash.
Arrow, and Gotham.
Then I know Gotham is not till February, right?
Yeah, that sucks.
Jeez.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. don't come back till March, but I'm not going to watch Agent Carter because that show sucked.
Yeah, well, the next episode for Supergirl is titled Blood Bonds, and with Astra in captivity at the DEO, her husband, Non, captures Hank, leading to a tense standoff between the two sides. Also, Kara continues to refute Kat's allegation that she is Supergirl. So, boom, Matt, you're right. She totally turned in Kara as Supergirl.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah,
I thought she
would
have kept
crazy.
It in the Scooby gang, secret.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that description of next episode, John?
Yeah, I think next one is going to be so fantastic. It's going to be so awesome, that one. But I was thinking, I think it would be kind of cool to have on in the series. It would be really cool to have a double twin, one evil, one good. Supergirl episode. That'd be so cool. That.
Remember when they did that with Tom Welling on Smallville, with the red.
With the alternate Earth.
I know a double twin, one good and one evil, are finding each other. That'd be so neat to see that. Supergirl. So cool.
John, they did that with an alternate Earth on Smallville.
Yes.
Clark Luthor versus Clark Kent.
Yeah, Clark Kent, right, yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, I sure hope Supergirl gets a lot of awards for a new TV series. I'm hoping that she gets a lot of awards for that. But for best,
yeah,
best TV,
I mean, everything's so well done on the show, from the costumes to the visual effects. It's just amazing.
Yeah, Dugannam, they're so good. He did so good.
Mars would be great. Also, wonderful, great special effects and sound. It'd be great.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so let's see. Some other news. Supergirl is doing well in the ratings, according to the Hollywood Reporter. But now, let's see. I can't wait to see more Martian Manhunter. I mean, we have to see him in full costume and then doing what he does best, right? Kick ass. John, do you want more Martian Manhunter, or do you think it's okay they're not showcasing him on every episode?
I really don't care. I really don't care at all. You know, I really care at all. Yeah, not at all, yeah.
All right, cool. Matt, what about you?
Yeah, I want more Martian Manhunter. I mean, come on. He's full on Justice League. I mean,
totally.
We need a lot
more. We're there already. He's here. We're there. Let's do this.
Yes, because we got Supergirl. They showed us freaking Superman in the episode with Reactron. I mean, that episode I geeked out
that
on.
That was
they
so
Superman.
I have to go back and watch that one. That was one of my favorites.
Yep. It was so good. I wonder how crazy it's going to be if they bring in Metallo, and then she's getting weak. Superman comes in. Well, first, Jean comes in, Martian Manhunter, and then imagine if they bring in Cyborg on the show.
Oh, you kidding me?
Yes.
That'd be so awesome. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Well, it's great that we got to see Lucy Lane helping out the gang, trying to look into who hacked into Cat Grant's emails. Lucy Lane being one of the good guys and helping Melissa. Do we like that, or do you think it was better when they were at odds?
I'm not really liking Lucy Lane that much. Jimmy needs to just break up with her so Kara and Jimmy can just finally get together.
John, what do you think of Lucy Lane so far?
I feel the same way what Matt feels, the same way too. The same way.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for calling into Supergirl Talk on this Episode 7, Hostile Takeover. Now's the time to do some shout-outs. So let's start with you, John. For you calling back in, give us a shout-out, sir.
Okay, I sure will. I sure will.
All right, cool. Thank you. All right, Matt, give us a shout-out, sir.
Great podcast. Great episode. Can't wait for when new episodes come on. And next is Marvel Film Talk. All right, guys.
Exactly.
Good night.
All right. Good night, guys. And we'll talk to you the day after Supergirl airs. So January 5th, we'll be back. Have a great holiday and Happy New Year.